Welcome along. It's Alan Brazil up front.
It's the Porkmeister. Yes!
He is losing the plot.
No, I'm not losing the plot.
Alan Brazil up front.
Exclusively on Audio Boom.
Can City do it? Look, City, if they turn up.
City are going to get
it. If they turn up, you numpty.
Hang on.
What are you talking about? Welcome to Alan Brazil up front on Audio Boom. Alongside me, my old mucker, Mike Porky Parry. Porky, next Tuesday, 6 o'clock, window slam shut.
Yep.
You'll be a bag of nerves till then. Stones or maybe Barkley. You're going to be left with nobody.
Well, I don't know why you're raising Barkley, Al. There's no speculation whatsoever that Ross Barkley wants to leave Everton. And in a recent game down at Southampton, Everton were imperious at 1-3-0. And Barkley didn't really get the accord he should have got because Lukaku scored 2 goals on that day.
Was that the day you hired a private plane?
No, I did not hire a private plane. The Everton mob, I call them, who are against Mr. Kenwright, who is a great friend of mine, of course. Kenwright's out and all that, flying over the stadium. I thought that was a bit pathetic. But getting back to what happened on the pitch, Barkley was imperious, Lukaku was brilliant, but of course the boy who impressed everybody, and this is why transfer fever is going to boiling point, was the boy at the back, John Stones, who literally snuffed everything out. And I've never seen such a young man with such control since Bobby Moore.
Applauded off the fans by the Evertonians. Magnificent.
Yeah.
And he slaps in a transfer request.
No, I don't agree with that at all.
And so he hasn't?
Hang on. Has he
or hasn't he?
I'm not having you denigrating the character of a young man like that.
Has he asked for a move?
It's not quite as simple as that. Now,
no. Yeah. Has he said to Everton, I want to leave, I want to go to Chelsea?
What my belief is that he had a delicate conversation with the manager, Roberto Martinez, saying that, you know, the speculation is not unsettling me. I'll still play with a
but
full...
But I want to leave.
For 100% heart, what he said was, he said, but I do believe that the opportunities that arise in life, you have to look at, and I would certainly not be standing in your way.
I want to leave.
I would not be standing in your way if you felt that to the benefit of Everton Football Club that a transfer deal might
be in progress. So that was 10 years ago. Since then, he has slapped in a written letter. I'm sorry to break the bad news. I want to leave.
I don't believe that because there is no letter. I haven't seen a letter. He may have made it.
The press this morning said there was.
Well, don't believe everything you read in the press.
But you're an ex-journalist.
I certainly am. 25 years in Fleet Street, master of the tabloid headline.
So you don't trust them because I don't trust them.
I trust everybody.
In fact, I don't trust you.
You don't trust me. Well, let me tell you this. You know, it's all very well people to go around saying that tabloid newspapers, you know, write rubbish and all that. I'm telling you, we know things you don't know. And I still still have friends in Fleet Street.
No,
and
don't.
I know things you don't know, okay?
Well, Fleet Street, there's no one in Fleet Street now, so I don't know where you're coming from.
It's...
You mean some of the wine bars and pubs in Fleet Street?
No.
Because the press has now moved away.
No. Fleet Street, Al, is a generic title for the finest journalists in this country, of which I was amongst the elite of them for a good 10 years at least, okay?
How many sackings?
Three. No.
Three.
No.
Three.
No, I made career direction decisions on a number of occasions. That's all. Okay, that's all.
Mike pushed Parry.
It's too harsh. Getting back to the Stone situation.
He's asked for a move. Just admit it, will you?
I think he's indicated that it would be a nice way. I mean, you've got to remember, where, you know, go back to the Rooney situation, you know, once a blue, always a blue, with the famous T-shirt and all that. Rooney was associated with Everton from 7 years of age. John Stones was only associated with Everton from the day on January the 1st, 2013, when he signed for them from Barnsley. Oh, Barnsley, lad. Who's the most famous man who ever came out of Barnsley?
Dickie Bird,
absolutely.
Dan and Goff.
Yeah, well, they could be. Certainly Goffy as well. Who was that comedian?
Charlie.
He played centre-half for Barnsley.
No, he didn't. He was tiny.
No, he played centre-half for Barnsley, honest to God, and then became a comedian. Charlie Williams. Charlie Williams. Lover. Anyway, that's... I don't know why we're talking about Charlie Williams. Let me tell you this.
I'll tell you why we're talking about him.
Right.
Because Everton go to Barnsley... as we speak,
yes,
in the League Cup.
Yes.
And when Stones goes to Chelsea, Barnsley are going to cop £3.5 million. That's why we're talking Barnsley.
Well, you see, that's another interesting thing. This proves just what a fair Club Everton are. When they bought John Stones...
You dirty fibber!
Excuse me, excuse me.
What did you tell me earlier what? In the pub?
No.
You told me...
I didn't tell you anything.
We're trying to do a deal.
No.
We're trying to do a deal that Barnes will only get $2.5 million and we'll give you the other 500 grand in 5 years.
I
You liar, Porky Parry. You told me that.
I have no recollection of this conversation. I don't know what you're talking about. You're getting confused with the things I'm saying. What I'm saying is... Everton realised that John Stones was such a good player that at some stage there might be a sell-on position when he might go to Real Madrid for 80 million or something like that. So obviously they agreed to a small percentage fee to go back to Barnsley. Right. Now, the situation now is that Everton decided that keeping John Stones would be a very, very good thing for Everton. Look... The way it's going to rub out in the wash is that I have no objection to any young man being ambitious. I mean, for instance, here at Audio Boom, you know, we've got a young producer. If anybody wants to get on in life, they can go and work for somebody else. That's not a problem.
Well, right? He's asked to go.
Anyway,
he's asked to go. By next Tuesday, the deal will be done. 6 o'clock, transfer window shuts. Mm. Let me talk about the transfer window.
Yes.
When Stones goes... Virgil van Dijk from Celtic yes. out of the Champions League. I'm told he's going to Southampton. I'm sure Roberto Martinez would be interested in him.
Yeah.
It looks like Johnny Evans or Fazio from Spurs.
Yes.
But I think it's probably van Dijk's going to go to Southampton with Ronald Koeman, a fellow Dutchman.
I can't understand why that might happen. There is another guy in the mix. I don't know anything about him, but I got his name.
Pancho Villa from River Plate.
Funes Moore. Funes Moore? Is that his name?
I'm not joking.
I see. So you're trying to mock my team, Everton, again by giving me some bum name which you expected me to respond to. Do you think I'm a complete idiot, Mr. Brazil?
Do you ever remember?
That question,
some great movies. Do you know? Come on.
I know, right. Now, listen, what I'm saying is, there's a guy, Funes
Moore. Alamo.
But yeah, I know.
You know, Rio Grande and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm not stupid, you know, much as you try to portray me as one. Anyway, look, what I was going to say is, I've been speaking to some of my close contacts within the football technical world who say Johnny Evans may not be the answer to replacing John Stones.
Okay, well, we will see. Talking, because we've got a lot to talk about today.
Yeah.
Talking about the transfer window, surely now, is it not time that Mr. Scudamore... From the Premier League, we're only reading today about the worldwide rights now. Oh, my God.
Doubling what they were last time.
The money coming into football now is astonishing. So he has surely got the power to say to the rest of the footballing world, I'm sorry, we start early in our season,
yeah.
and the Friday night before our Premier League starts, and I do realise we did have a Friday night game because
yes.
of some dopey March. So the Friday night at midnight, the Premier League will not allow anyone to be transferred out or anyone brought in from the start of the season. Then Roberto, people like you, Everton fans, wouldn't be clawing at your nails, chewing at your nails, worried what's going to happen before next Tuesday. Surely, midnight before the season starts, we should say, no, that's it.
Well, I totally agree with you there, Al, and I can't see how difficult it can be to issue a rule which says that, look, the reason the transfer window stays open as long as it does is because some of the European leagues don't start until later. I totally agree. And most of those leagues are smaller leagues and certainly much smaller than the Premier League. Now, we have a lot of power in world football because we generate the most money. We have a lot of the best players.
Club football, yes.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I'm not talking about international football here. Club football, definitely. And although, you know, we don't have Messi and Ronaldo and all that, we have had them, if you see what I mean. We've had Ronaldo, certainly. Now, because we generate so much interest in football around the world, and you've just touched on that with the new international deal for the Premier League rights, I think we are able to go and say, look, if you want to buy English players or you want to sell to English clubs, buy players at English clubs or you want to sell to English clubs, that deal has got to be done by August the 7th or whatever the day is before we start our Premier League.
Friday midnight.
Yes, absolutely. Because I'm not complicating things.
Friday midnight, that's it.
Yes, all right.
At the start of the season.
Yes, but you've just complicated things by saying there was a Friday night game this year. Have you forgotten what you said?
Because there was a dopey march.
Have you forgotten what you said about three minutes ago?
No, I haven't.
Hey, you know, I'm worrying about you sometimes, Al.
I'm not going to the hospital Monday.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. Now then, what was I saying? By the way, now what I'm saying is, there's no reason at all why you can't say that, and then everybody knows where they stand because the other shameful.
You're just repeating what I said.
I know, but
can we move on and see what clubs need who?
But can I just tell you something about John Stones? Although he's subject of intense speculation, he has not turned round like Mr. Berahino and said to his manager, "I don't think my head's in the right place," because Berahino is now subject to speculation about going to Spurs. So Tony Pulis, very experienced manager, has said, "I don't think the boy's head was in the right place, so I didn't pick him for games."
Winner West Brom?
Low.
Bottom.
Thank you very much indeed for reminding me. And what I was going to say was, John Stones' appearances, and I've seen two of them, since he, you know, was subject to speculation, have got better.
Because he's excited he's going to a Champions League side.
True professional boy.
Right, who needs who? Arsenal. Let's touch on Arsenal.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of talk of Real Madrid, Benzema.
Mm. Yeah.
But he's laughed at the speculator, said, "Bunch of idiots. I'm not going anywhere." Mm. Mm. So the only other one I can see around at the moment, Cavani.
Yeah.
I do like Cavani from Paris Saint-Germain.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks as if, I think Arsene Wenger, he's got a goalkeeper on a free. I think that's it. I don't think, look, they were, some people made them favourites to win the Premier this year after the impressive end of season and through pre-season.
And, yeah, exactly.
And they've had a nightmare start.
Yeah. What do you think about Gary Neville's really outspoken attack?
Correct. But I wouldn't personally go so far to say he's just arrogant when he's arguing with Thierry Henry on television.
Yes.
I have said for years, Arsene Wenger is a great manager, but he's so stubborn, and just will not listen to anyone. Mm. He thinks it's his own money, not Arsenal's money. Sometimes he can't see the major problem. I'm not saying he's a bad manager. Of course he's not. He's looked after that football club as if it's his own.
Yeah.
He's been brilliant. But he is stubborn, and he needs a centre-half, and he needs a centre-forward.
Mm. I think Gary Neville was not just sort of brave to say that, because I don't think Gary Neville thinks about being brave. I think he just speaks really from the heart and from the head as an experienced ex-England international. But he has got it right, hasn't he? Hasn't Arsene Wenger now, Al, concocted a cocoon around him of invincibility? You're not allowed, I mean, particularly as they've had two FA Cups back to back, which has kind of saved his reputation as a man who doesn't win trophies anymore, and he's now almost untouchable. I think it was brilliant of Gary Neville to say he's arrogant, and if you look at what they've produced in terms of results, is it fair to say that a 17th continuous year of Champions League qualification is enough to qualify him as a great manager? Is it?
George Graham, I spoke to George earlier this week, and George basically, he without putting in words, he agrees with Gary that the man is very, not arrogant, but stubborn, and he needs to spend. So what about City?
Yeah.
It looks like De Bruyne could still come. They've started the season so well.
Sterling, will De Bruyne
Delph,
still come?
Otamendi. Yes, I think he will. I think that deal will be done before Tuesday.
Do you know what I think about that one? I think the speculation's been going on for so long that if De Bruyne wanted to come, and if City had the will, particularly as they made, you know, a fantastic start to the Premier League season, that deal would have been done. It's not like John Stones wanted to go from, you know, what you call a middle-ranking club in the Premier League to one of the elite clubs, Chelsea or Manchester City. This is De Bruyne at a very, very high level deciding whether he wants to swap one great club for another.
Because a moment ago it was De Bruyne, now it's De Bruyne.
Look,
two thereafter?
It depends in which tense you use it. Have you been De Bruyne or do you talk about De Bruyne? It's quite as simple as that. I'd like to talk to you about Manchester United.
You had a numpty.
I am not.
And talking of numpties, I think Van Gaal's losing the plot.
Well, I was about to say that to you. I mean, not that he's lost the plot or anything, but first of all, and I, you know, my heart is close to this. First of all, what about talking about Fellaini as a possibility as his leading striker this season?
Because he can't get anyone. He can't. The story, well, the big story of the week was Neymar, wasn't it?
Of course.
That was a big story. 240 million package. And he has said, Van Gaal, I need a Galactico.
Mm, he did.
I need a Galactico. But that's crazy money. So I spoke to our spy in Barcelona, Mr. Graham Hunter, who is brilliant. By
I heard
me.
That.
I love him.
I heard that.
And Graham told me, no, there has been talk.
Mm.
Some intermediary has spoken to Neymar's father.
He wants to make money out of it, he said.
Correct.
Yeah.
But this is possible, especially what I said earlier, with the world television rights coming in, another 100 million or so. It's fortunes. Mm. United could afford this. This is possible. But does he want to go to Manchester United?
What I found really interesting about the speculation on that one, Al, is that the report that, you know, announced to the world that Neymar might be thinking about going, or United might be thinking about this huge deal, $240 million, was the word to become the world global facial brand for Manchester United. So this is incredible, because what we're saying here is now United want to sort of create their own Galactico-type image that Barcelona have under Lionel Messi, that Real Madrid have under Ronaldo, and United don't see themselves as a figurehead. Now, if I was old Spudhead, also known as Wayne Rooney, at Manchester United, right? I'm not being rude to Wayne. I mean, his friends affectionately call him Spudhead a bit, you know, because I think his face looks a bit like a potato, you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah. But, don't worry about it.
And have you any mirrors at home?
It's a bit harsh, isn't it?
And pumpkin?
Well, that's very nice, isn't it? That's very nice, balloon face.
Hey, let me tell pan face.
Let me tell you what I heard
about. This is a good one. Van Gaal. Right, I only heard this this morning.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
I promise you. Johnny Evans went on, right?
Yeah.
As a sub for United.
Yeah.
And Van Gaal, ball account, said to him, he said, good luck, son. You know, I never thought I'd see you in a United shirt again. Now, what a thing to say to
one of
your
players on the pitch?
Yes. What a
Van
thing.
Van Gaal said that to
what
him.
What a thing to say to a player as he's about to go on.
So Louis van Gaal says to players, gosh, well done, Sean. I never expected to see you in my United shirt again.
No, repeat it again. He said, I never thought I'd see you in a red shirt, a United shirt again.
I never thought I'd see you in a United shirt again.
Which is incredible. Right, so Arsenal, one signing check.
Yeah.
United, can Manchester United amongst the top three?
Well,
I'm still not having it.
I totally agree with you, and I want to get back to the Fellaini thing, which you've glossed over. If this is true, if Louis van Gaal is going to play Fellaini up front, does that mean, literally, he's now reverting to the long ball? Because, well, Fellaini's use up front can only be the fact that he's 6'5", he's got elbows, he's got knees, he's got height, he gets up there, and he puts people on the ground. Is that the way they're going to play? Are we going back to Mick Harford and Wimbledon?
I think they're trying to get the best out of Wayne Rooney.
Mm.
I think Wayne has been quiet, but it's only three games. We mustn't forget, once we get into October, that's when you can tell who's going to be top five, who's going to be bottom three. Not now, not after three games.
Hell, we can already tell who's going to be top five.
Yeah. In what order, though?
Top two.
But to be honest, Rooney's been quiet. Mm. So he's got to shake it up. And if he can't go and get a top striker, and again, how many top strikers is there? I'm sorry. Benzema, perhaps. Ronaldo, would he come back? Neymar, would he come? Cavani, would he come to England? You know, there's four or five. There's not many.
Ronaldo's never going to come back to this country now. He's 31.
He loves United.
I know he does. I know he does, but he's 31 on next birthday, and he's got more chance now of finishing his career on a high at Real Madrid than he has at Manchester United. Because you've already hinted, Al, you don't think Louis van Gaal is going to complete the rebuilding job at Manchester United.
I don't.
Does that mean there's going to be another manager after Van Gaal?
Yes, there will be. And also Ed Woodward, I don't think, is doing a job.
Right.
How can he lose the Pedro deal? How can Chelsea suddenly come in and nick them last moment?
I find that absolutely remarkable. And do you know what? I don't think United's PR operation's very good there, putting out things like, oh, we lost interest. How could you lose interest when the man you just talked about, Ed Woodward, got on a plane, flew over there and actually gave a wink, wink, nod, nod to the world that he was going to seal the deal? That's as embarrassing as...
Unless he was trying to do a deal with Neymar.
That was as embarrassing as the chief executive of the Football Association, remember, flying off to sign Big Phil... Scolari as England manager, and he turned it down when he found a posse of press people in pursuit.
Also, Jose, right? Masterstroke from Mourinho. He's got, and what a debut he had as
getting
well.
Pedro.
What about Pogba?
Yeah.
If he gets Pogba,
yeah,
I'd say it's not a one-horse race. Manchester City are now odds on. I think it's ridiculous after three games. If Chelsea can get Pogba, I promise you, Stones and Pogba, Chelsea, I would make favourites again.
Okay, although you say what a stunning start Pedro made, I thought his first goal was an accident.
No,
what? I thought it was. I thought he kind of couldn't get it out from under his feet. He knocked it.
It's called a feel for a goal. You knock it without looking at the goal. You feel for that goal.
you may say that, but you're only a former Division One striker.
No, not Division One. World Cup player, 1982.
I'm not being rude about...
Scored two once at Goodison. We beat you 4-0, yeah.
I'm not being rude about Division One, but it wasn't the Premier League in those days.
I've only got seven more minutes,
so
I'll tell you more.
It was Division One, yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. You think you were pretty good, but, you know. I'm not sure about that. We'll examine your record a bit later.
Liverpool
actually are doing brilliantly, aren't they? Considering that they were supposed to collapse in the first 10 away games.
Seven and eight away games.
Yeah. And let's face it, getting to the Emirates and getting away without a defeat, having not lost yet this season, they're not doing too badly.
Again, I'll say it's three games, but you're right. And they could have been two up at Arsenal, couldn't they, first half?
Absolutely.
Arsenal came back strong.
Mm.
Enjoyed the game, 0-0, enjoyed it.
Mm.
But it looks, Brendan looks, he shook Wenger's hand, didn't he? And he walked up that tunnel, he was pleased.
Yeah, of course he was. Yeah,
he was pleased.
You've got to be pleased, except for the fact that Arsenal have had two home games this season. They've lost one and drawn one. It might not be... in the first half of the season, that big a deal to go to Arsenal and not come away being beaten. That could be
one
the problem.
One team, mate, because we're running out of time now.
Yep.
One team I'd just like to touch on. Oh, sorry. Berahino. There's a big battle going on between Levy
Absolutely.
And Peace from West
Absolutely.
Brom. I think Berahino, head's not right, will probably
yep.
go.
Yep.
I think they're bantering and arguing about how the money's going to be paid. One little thing, West Ham.
I was about to say that
Get
to you.
Get rid of Big Sam. What has happened? They go to the Emirates.
Yep.
Unbelievable first game. But since then, I tell you, do you know where they go next week? They go to Anfield.
Yeah, I know.
The last time they won there, 1965.
I know, yeah.
And then after that, I think they've got City. City at home.
It's unbelievable. And Al, do you know what? Everybody said, that, oh, Slaven Bilic, what a genius. You know, he introduced the young lad, the 16-year-old. His name?
Oxford.
Oxford, thank you very much indeed. And yet, nobody will reflect on the fact that 2 years ago, Arsenal lost their opening home game to Aston Villa 2-1. Yeah. The Aston Villa manager's no longer around because he didn't survive that.
Paul Lambert.
Yeah, exactly. And they went on to win their next nine games. So it's not unusual for Arsenal to just screw up on an opening home game of the season. Slaven Bilic, a man who, you know, came here with the ring in his ear, that's what I really object to.
Why?
That's what I really object
Why?
To. A Premier League manager with a ring in his ear, the only people I want to see with gold rings in their ears are pirates in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, but rock stars, you're rock stars at trash hotel rooms.
Hang on.
You thought that was fine because it's all part of being a rock star.
Premier League managers should look as dignified and as upright as Sir Alex Ferguson always was. Davey Moyes, you know, Brendan Rodgers, they look like Premier League managers. Slaven Bilic, the only picture I've seen of him, which is different from anything else, he's got a guitar in his hand. Well, I tell you what, mate, if I'm playing for a manager in the Premier League, I want to know what his football tactics are. I don't want to know how many Oasis chords he can play in an after-match party when we've just lost at home for the second time this season and we've only played three games. That's what I would say.
Porky, good luck Monday in hospital. Hope your blood pressure is not too high.
It's a bit harsh. Brought to you by Audioboom.